Good morning, noon, and night, family. What's going on? I hope everybody is having a great day, night, afternoon, evening. It's Queen, and I'm back with another motherfucking widow. What up? So, guys, I do really hope that you guys are having a good day and that you guys' mental, physical, and emotional state is copa fucking static, okay? Because stress is stress and stress be popping up, honey. Right now, I'm okay, but I am a little stressed though. I ain't gonna cap, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, you know, I'm human. And I'm going through like a goddamn fucking shit. I don't even know what to call it. You know how like you just get to realizing some stuff and you just really need to just go back and reevaluate, look yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, queen or king, princess or prince, let me get my shit together because I'm out of my element or I'm not feeling like myself. So I had like 2 days of that and I was like, is it the birth control or what? Like, because I don't like this. But, yeah, I just think that everybody just kind of goes through that. And I was going through that. And I'm kind of coming out of it now because I just had to cut some loose ends, man. I had to cut some loose ends. I will say, don't be afraid to tell somebody how you feel and get the fuck on. Because protect your peace at all costs. You know what I'm saying? And some people will try to make it seem like you are the person who brings a disruptance to their fucking peace, and it's like, well, nigga, you wanted me here and I ain't even do nothing, little ugly. So yeah, but I would say protect your peace at all costs. Y'all know I'm an advocate for being by yourself and getting your shit together. If you just got out of a relationship, stay out of that relationship for a while, please. Thank you. Please don't go over trying to grab someone else just to kind of bring them into your whole little entanglement bullshit and then have them in their fucking feelings because you're being selfish and you don't like to be alone. I had a conversation with a friend the other day and I was just like, I really do encourage people to be by themselves. And I'm not trying to bring people to my lonely party or like the fact that I haven't had a significant other in years upon years, okay? I'm not trying to like make them be lonely. I just feel like I learned a lot about myself when I was by myself. I learned the most about myself when I was by myself. And so every time I figure out something new or I unlock the whole nother chain of rawness of myself is by myself. So it's like, of course we want people to make us better. We want, you know, some people just don't like to be alone. But I'm telling you, being by yourself and really getting to know who you are is going to be more beneficial to you and that whoever person that you end up being with in the long run. So I will say this right now, guys, y'all be just as damaged as the female do when it comes to like breaking up and stuff like that. Y'all go on for social media just like a female do. Like, everybody is human. Everybody does these types of things. And there's no right to bash somebody because of some shit that you know that you do too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But, and I'm just speaking in general, guys. It's not necessarily me personally. But I've been in situations where motherfuckers just kind of like want to put you in it on a back burner or whatever. They going through some shit with you know, some side bullshit, but you not really the side person. Because even friends do this. Like, if your friend only come to you to vent about some bullshit, like, leave that. I don't be wanting to hear all that shit all the time, honestly. I ain't go cap. Like, I'm the type of person where I'm gonna tell you how I feel, and once I don't like your boyfriend, I don't like your boyfriend. If he do too much disrespectful shit, then it's a no-go for him and I. So don't come back and tell me, because I ain't the friend that you want to come back and tell that you, oh, well, he did. Okay, well, cool. Now, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. So after you ask me about, is anybody else like this? I know I just went off on a whole, this is not how I was supposed to start this, by the way. This is not how I was supposed to start this. But I didn't went off on a tangent. But look, Is anybody else like that though? Like your friend or just anybody that you know feel comfortable with venting to you, come and tell you like this such and such happened and I'm just done and I'm gonna do XYZ and all this other stuff and stuff. We've all been there before. We've all been that person as well, I'm sure. Cause you think you had somebody, but you don't. So, you know, sometimes, you know, feel me. But yeah. But then like afterwards, if like a couple days go by, I don't hear from my friend, I'm like, she probably back with that dude. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they come back and they like, yeah, we met, we paired it up, we got. I don't care about none of that shit, girl. Where you been? How you doing? I don't care about the partnership that you and your nigga got, cause I done already told you, I don't like him, and I don't like the relationship. I don't think that you should be in that relationship. If you're not genuinely happy, you're going through all these problems, then what the fuck is you come to me asking for advice if you ain't gonna take it? Okay, that's why oftentimes I handle a lot of stuff by myself, because if at least I know that when I do some dumb shit, if I go back to some dumb shit, then I know that I am the one to blame. You feel me? And I can just go ahead and say, well, I should have took my own advice. Because 9 times out of 10, you know right from wrong. You know what you need to be doing and what you don't need to be doing. You feel me? If it don't feel good, it ain't good. Hell, get the fuck on. But sometimes it feels too good and then you can't leave. And then it's, woo, that's a whole nother situation. But I'm just going to get off of that. But, you know, yeah. But see, I don't tell a lot of people stuff because if I end up doing some dumb stuff or going back to somebody or feel like entertaining this person again, then I don't need somebody to be like, but you said, yeah, bitch, you ain't gonna know what I said because I ain't telling you. I ain't telling you. You don't know nothing, so you can't say nothing. But anyway, all right, this is how I was really supposed to start this off. A little bit, kind of. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Monica and Brandy versus. First of all, Monica won, and I don't care what type of that's an unpopular opinion. I don't care if y'all, like, hate me for this. But I'm going to just tell you this. It's been years and years and years and years for these two people, where they say, like, they ain't spoken in 8 years or whatever and stuff like that. Even before then, people was always pairing them. And I don't understand why they necessarily paired them. Like, yeah, they was kind of in the same, bracket. You know, back then, but they are two different sounds. Like, I ask people that, like, who you choosing over Brandy or Monica? And people go say Brandy. And I know most people go say Brandy because she can sing with an A, okay? But Monica can sing with an I, and she got hits. And part of the verses is picking out your best shit, like bringing your best shit for her. If you got 20 songs, you gotta pick them 20. You better have some bangers. Okay, yeah, Brandy was fucking playing some goddamn way back in the day. Then nigga had her little remix. Her shit was all laid out. Okay, she had her little poems and everything, so on and so forth. But I love Monica. Okay, I love the both of them, but I love Monica. Monica got bangers. Like, she got full from start to finish fucking albums and shit. Y'all can sue me. Come shoot me. I don't give a fuck. Make sure you shoot me where I can survive, because I'm going to go stand on this. I love Monica, okay? Monica won that shit. And I always say that they not really supposed to be like, I can't really compare the two. I can't choose from them because I just feel like they're so different. But maybe that's just me, of course, an opinion of mine. But it's just kind of like, and I was just, don't judge me, because I don't judge you, motherfuckers. But that's like Jasmine Sullivan and Jennifer Hudson. I don't know if it's because I thought they was the same person at some point, like when they first started doing music and shit. I'm like, is it the same people? She sounded like a little bit more, but I can't, you know what I'm saying? Then I had to like put them together and actually look like, okay, this is that and this is that. But it's like, I would never compare them. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, that's what I gotta say to y'all. I wholeheartedly feel like, nigga, Monica won that. And everybody's talking about somehow she was doing all this little, like, shade. She was throwing shade and stuff like that. But I honestly think Brandy might have been throwing a little bit more shade. Like, I think she was throwing a little bit more shade. Like, she was saying some shit. I feel like she was like very flustered and she was like uncomfortable. But so she was like talking a lot and doing a lot. Like, I feel like she kind of just I don't really feel like she was extra to me, like super extra, like. And I felt like Monica was just cool. Monica was just Monica. Monica always just been cool. If she ain't kicking down the door and smacking the bitch. So, I don't know. She just always been cool and just chill. Like, she let Brandy have the floor multiple times for multiple minutes, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? She just low-key just gave the verses to her, like, here. You know, like, I ain't gotta sing with every song that come on. I ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It was just, I don't think that Monica was throwing no shade or nothing like that. I really don't think that. I don't think that. But I do think she won. So, whatever. That's that on that. And people was on my phone like, what? Monica won? Monica? You think Monica? Yes, I think Monica won. What are you talking about? Yes, I do. Monica won. Okay? In my opinion, she won. I was in that bitch. Monica was pulling out shit. And I couldn't sit down. Brandy was doing some shit. I'm like, she could have played this. Why the fuck would she play this instead of that? Like, you know what I'm saying? See, no. Nah. I'm going to go ahead and sit down. But I just want to give a shout out to Versus TV or whatever. And, like, Swiss Beats and Timberland. Y'all did y'all thing on this. Because literally a whole concert in your living room. So, good. Because, shit, everybody, if nobody can agree on anything, it's the love of music. I don't know not one person who don't love music. So it's a blessing to be able to get these people together and have this entertainment on our phones or our smart TVs or whatever it is that you're watching it on, because I was up all night, okay, kicking it with Monica and Brandy. But okay, boom. So it's hair getting hot around my neck. But all right, let me look at my list here, what I got to talk about. Okay, so I had asked, like, what people want to know about me or whatever, and what people would want to hear on Big Facts. So, there hasn't really been, like, there's certain things I'm not about to be talking about. Like, I will, but, yeah, maybe not now. So, somebody asked me my height preference or whatever, and I think that everybody, well, I can't say everybody, because I know some people that really love short guys, but I think everybody, like, admires a tall, like, a nice, tall, statured man that's just, smell like edible and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm long at the bottom, so, yeah, it's the tall ones for me. However, recently, these little dudes just been popping up out of nowhere like little gnomes and shit. And been, like, trying to steal a nigga heart. I don't know what they got going on up under their sleeve and stuff. But, hey, no. I ain't opposed. At this point, I'm not opposed. Short. As long as you ain't a midget. No offense to midgets. And I'm telling y'all, it's no offense to midgets. But I know. If you super, super shorter than me, then I don't know if I can do that. I don't even think But if we, like, what am I? Shit. I like to say I'm 5'5". I'm living a dream. But I'm really not. I'm about 5'8". Yeah. Some people gonna be like, bitch, you like 5'9". But listen, mind your business. Because this ain't got nothing to do with you. So, but yeah, like, if we like the same height or like you taller than me or maybe a little bit shorter than me, then maybe, but you can't be at my shoulders when we flat footed. Now, this is just not gonna happen. Cause, honey, once I throw a heel on, this is about what the fuck? I gotta pick you up and do you with one of these up under the show under the underpits and try to kiss on you. Got no time for that. But I do want to say this though, because it's been slim pickings and stuff like that, and slim options really. But I'm telling you, ladies, do y'all be getting irritated? Or even men, because men, I know, you know, it goes both ways. Dude, it's the ugly people. The people who are the least attractive people to you. That literally will go to bat for your ass. Like, man. I guess that's really why people end up with medium cute ass men. And real funny looking women. And end up being with them for the rest of their lives. Because I'm not necessarily, you know, guys, y'all know I used to be shallow. But I'm really not that shallow. I don't even... I'm just saying that I was a little bit picky. I wasn't necessarily shallow, but I was a little bit picky. I don't know. It kind of go hand in hand. But anyway, you know how you just really know what you don't want? You know? Like, you just... You know what you don't want. Like, you so clear on what you don't want. And I really cannot. I don't know. I cannot. We got to look like something together. Medium cute is fine. Because you can, you know, you can dock shit. Niggas be medium cute. And they throw a beard on. They turn into goddamn motherfucking, yeah. You feel me? So, they throw a beard on. Wow. But yeah, really, look at Monica on my TV, about to come on. I'm so gone. But yeah. But anyway, the medium cute ones. And I was talking to my sister the other day, and we was talking about stuff, and she had said this years ago. She like, you gotta like, sometimes you gotta learn to like who like you. And I'm like, yikes. And at first I was like, all right, lady, But low-key, sometimes you gotta like who like you and just give it a shot. So if I pop up with somebody who's less than medium cute, I don't need nobody in my business judging me, because that mean I'm hap-hap. Okay? I'm hap-hap. You can't take my hap-hap away from me. Okay? But yeah, sometimes, you know, the person who you need and you want is right up under your nose, and they just might not be the cutest. So let's just go ahead and move on from that. Another question I got as far as plastic surgery. So, plastic surgery. Honestly, this is a conflicting one. I had to take a drink. This is a conflicting one, just off the strength that I am a firm believer of, if you don't like something about yourself, then change it. When I say that, I'm kind of like going for like the natural ways. Like, hey, get in the gym, be more disciplined, get on a diet or something. But, you know, some people have more of a hard time being disciplined, being in the gym and so on and so forth than others. So if they got the money, then they go and do it. I'm not really it's not my body, so I don't really care that much, but this is what bothers me. It's when guys know that this is a fake body in front of you, or a fake body that's being presented to you, whether it be on a video or a picture or whatever, social media, and y'all hype it up like it's not fake. Like, okay, because this is why I say it's kind of conflicting. Why he ain't got no shirt on? But this is why it's conflicting, because I really do know people that have gotten like surgery and stuff like that are like just unhappy with themselves, and they really feel like this is a good fix. But these people also didn't go get surgery and start looking like ants, or start looking like fucking, I don't know, like a dumbbell. Like, these people went and got the surgery and they actually look nice. Like, it just starts getting a little bit excessive to me, and but I don't like when people like idolize it. Like, oh, her body is such and such. That's not her body though. Like, this isn't what was given to her. She didn't build this body up. She bought this body out. So that kind of bothers me a little bit. But, you know, people, it's the eyes and lust and so on and so forth that kind of gets in the way of things. But I'm not judging anybody or anything like that. But I just hate when people idolize it. Like, we don't know that this is fake. We know that's fake. Like, we know that. But, I'm a firm believer, if you don't like something about yourself, then change it if you can. Of course, I'm also stickler for doing it the natural way, you know what I'm saying? And for those who are having more trouble, because some people really have trouble losing weight, Hell yeah. And then when they lose weight, depending on how big you are, if you fucking got loose skin and all that, yeah, tighten that stuff up. You feel me? Look the way that you want to look. Yeah, but that's like because you had a hard time doing it. Some people just don't even try to work out. Them motherfuckers just go straight to the goddamn and do the goddamn with the yeah, yeah, and then they come out looking like that. And it's like, you could at least try. Like, did you try? Did you try to run on that track at that community college up the street from your house? Now, did you? No, you didn't. You just said, fuck it. I got some money and I'm about to go fucking take my ribs out. Like, I don't know. And then, I mean, medical purposes is always one of those things where should be understandable for everybody. You know, you have a hard time losing weight, whatever. You get a sleeve done or, you know, you get lipo and that's it. Like, those types of things, it's like, okay, I get it. But when you start to, like, really try to make yourself look like what you know you probably won't ever look like, that's when it kind of, like, rubs me the wrong way. But, again, these are not my body, so, but that's just my opinion. These are not my body. This is not my money that these people are using. So, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that was my opinion on it. I just think it should be for the right and correct reasons after you've tried it. Like, that should be your last option. That's how I feel. What else here? What else was I about to talk about? Oh, I want to go ahead and say this, though, because I'm looking outside or whatever. And something really made me mad, like, last week. And this is like, low-key a pet peeve of mine. I really don't like when people, because it's a big old bee on my patio, bro. Like, huge. And if I was out there, I would not try to kill it. And that's my pet peeve. I don't really like when people kill things that's outside. I really don't think that you should kill things that's outside. Like, okay, yeah, people hunting and everything like that. You know, you got to eat to, you know, hunt, survive, all that stuff, whatever. But, like, bugs and stuff like that, like, I don't think people should kill the things that, like, because technically we in a yard. You know what I'm saying? And no. And this lady killed this spider on this stair that she wasn't even sitting on. And it just made me mad. Like, why did you kill that spider? And he was minding his own damn business. Why didn't you just move further away? Or, like, you could have just left him alone. Warned everybody, hey, there's a spider right there, spider right there. You just go smash this man's whole brains out, or lady, whole brains out. And he was just building his web and doing his thing. Like, he wasn't bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that, y'all. Whatever. Call me nature girl if you please. But I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't be killing none that's outside. Now, when they come in the house, it's a different fucking story. Now, you on my turf, motherfucker, you got to go. I'm like, psh, 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 whole time. So, anyways, what else was I about to talk about? I just had to let y'all know that real quick. So, let me see what my, this is another something that was brought up to me that I wanted to know. I was curious about because I've been, you know, seeing little posts and stuff. You know, we ain't got nothing else to do but to be on social media these days. Whoever is not on social media, I applaud you and I commend you because it's hard to not be on social media during this time. Like, man, okay, I've been needing some laughter, some shit talking and some more shit. So I had asked the question, what do men do that women hate? And I got a few responses, so I'm just going to read them to you guys. So, one response was saying that they don't like weave or makeup, but those are the chicks that you see them with. Or expecting you to stop wearing those weaves and all that makeup just because they say so. Okay? So, here's my thing. Here's my take on that. So, all right. I think that is, and I replied that it is like an infatuation versus the reality. Like I said earlier, our eyes, we tend to lust upon lustation, if that's a word. And we be lusting and lusting and lusting and lusting and yeah. So, I think that when guys, like, you know how they, like, can't turn a hoe into a housewife and all that, so on and so forth type stuff. I think that dudes really just wholeheartedly feel like they living in that infatuation with the people who got the weaves and makeup and all the other stuff, and you can include all these very non-organic bodies and things like that. So, like, that's something that they want physically. But when it comes to being with someone and settling down with someone, they want their wives or their girlfriends or whoever they're taking serious to present themselves another way, which is still is kind of contradicting, because like these be the same people that may possibly, I'm not saying everybody cheat, but they fuck around cheat on you with the bitch that got the goddamn cake face and the long weaves that's platinum blonde to the asshole. So it's just like, you know, but hey, humans are weird. But that's my take on it. But I hate that too. Like, dude, you, because technically, so like, and then it's like this. So if you know somebody who always dialed up and they're all like, or if you are somebody who's always dialed up and look like this and look like that and dress real sexy and do all this stuff, and then you meet a dude and they're like, yeah, but I don't really want you wearing all of that, and I just want your natural. Well, how the hell you get to me in the first place? Did you just say, let me imagine her without the sexy shit on and wipe her face off and throw this wig in the back? Yeah, that's the one I'm about to talk to. No, you liked it, this whole situation that I put up today and went out, and however you see me, this is how you approach me, because this is what was interesting to you about me, or what interests you to me. When you see me, you say, damn, look at that bitch, she fine. So now you get with me, or I get with you, and you like, hey, I don't want you wearing that. Huh? Crazy. So another thing that I got was, another thing that women hate that men do is when they say that you are pretty for a dark-skinned girl. So we all seen like a buttload of debates. There's always a debate about light-skinned, dark-skinned stuff. It's always been that way. It goes way back 400 years ago, whatever, 400 or 500 years ago. House niggers, and you know, people, the niggers in the field, slavery days, all that stuff. They take it all the way back there, bring it all the way up here. We kind of are our own enemies, because just like we used to call like dudes African booty scratchers when they was real black as fuck and like middle school and shit like that. Like, when you see a gorgeous dark skinned girl, it's kind of like what you used to. You used to people idolizing light-skinned women and lighter-complected women, whatever. And so, I don't think that some guys don't mean no harm when they say that. Oh, hold the fuck on. Oh, this is my song. Hold on. Tap into this real quick. Dang, I can't, I'm gonna have to move this, because I can't ever pass the song up. And we have, what's this, about 5 minutes of Tevin. But, okay, and that ain't the Tev talk. Ha, that's funny. All right, anyway. But, like I was saying, it's always been a battle. But people really, I don't think that some people mean any harm by it. But I think people really need to like tread lightly when it comes to that, because there are some fine ass dark skinned women. Okay, do you hear me? Like, fine. Okay. Cause my sisters are dark skinned and they fine. Two of them. Fine. Okay. My sons, dark skinned. Fine. My friend, Ashley, dark skinned. Fine, honey. Jamila. Fine. These bitches is fine, okay? And chocolate. And real chocolate. Real melanated. Real dipped. Dipped in the brown stuff, okay? So, anyways. But, yeah. I feel like there are just, I don't think that there are people who mean any harm by it. But it's something that you do need to tread lightly on. Because that can make somebody feel away. Well, like, what the fuck you talking to me for? Oh, so, you know what I'm saying? So, that's all. And people even call me dark skin sometimes. It doesn't bother me. I just like to be called brown sugar, baby. I get high, I be loved. Don't know how to behave. But it don't bother me. Hey, melanin, honey. Melanin. And then, another question is, I'm trying to, I do something for work, so. Excuse me if I'm kind of like going kind of fast. But let me see. Oh, Then another comment that I got was, talk about black power, but belittle and demean black women. So, if I could tell you how many times I came across this stuff and I just kind of like chose not to say too much because I might get mad. But men do this all the time. I don't know why, but it's like when, I don't know, I think it's like a power thing or something. Like, it's like, black power this, black power that, and like our leaders, they forget that we have women leaders or women alongside the men leaders for black power and so on and so forth. It's like, how you gonna hold and demean black women and then you say like, oh, black power this, black power that? That's just like people saying Black Lives Matter and then exempt the LGBTQIA community because of their sexual preference or their gender or whatever. Like, they still, these are black people. There are black people in there, okay? So, it's just, like, very, like, dude, shut the fuck up. And a lot of people do this. Like, you belittle the black women and think that they're, like, less. You got some that, like, think that black women are still not as powerful as we know that we are. But hey, black power, crazy. So then another comment is habitually bringing up old girlfriends. So this is funny because I've been in certain situations and a couple of situations when I have friends that like constantly talk about their exes, and then I had like male friends that constantly talk about their exes, and then I had, you know, people talk that I was talking to talk about their exes. So when I asked, I had to ask for clarification, like, just talking about them, like talking about them, or is it like talking about them, like talking shit about them? And so the reply was bashing them. And I'm like, well, that they just kind of think that that's like a cover up for them actually having feelings towards this person. Cause why are you even bringing up your ex a whole bunch of times? What the fuck what you doing? What type of time you on? Cause that don't, what she got to do with us or what he got to do with her? You know what I'm saying? And if you gonna be bashing, then you butt hurt. At this point, you low key in your feelings. So if you could say that you ain't got no feelings, but you're sitting here talking out of your feelings, yes, sir, I think you might need to call him. Call him up. Call him. Right, I'm calling. Call him up. This is Mr. Biggs. How you doing, Mr. Biggs? What the hell is going on? What you mean, what's going on? Kelly's telling me that you're sleeping with another swamon. Okay. Another question was, or another comment was, this is on my motherfucking nerves. All right, boom. So here it is. When guys fucking, you just meet them, they text you and you text them and whatever. And like later on in the fucking conversation, these people are like, hey, send me a picture. No, you ain't even asked me when I was free yet. What the fuck you need a picture for? I'm going to send you to my Instagram, sir. And then by the time you get on my Instagram, you're probably not going to like me no more because I'll be posting some shit. So, I mean, why do y'all do... Listen, guys. Women do not... You have to know the type of women that you texting. Women do not like to send you no damn pictures when they first meet you. You are not my man. You are not my man. You're not my boyfriend. You're not... somebody who I've been talking to for 6 months and we are building something. I just got your number. You just got my number. Why are you asking for pictures? Why are you asking to link with me after fucking 10 p.m.? Like, motherfuckers ain't got jobs. Well, some people don't got jobs. Shout out to the small businesses, the black-owned businesses, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, that's still a job. It don't matter what you doing. After you hit me up at 10, if you hit me up at, first of all, everybody know my bedtime is 9:45. My phone goes on do not disturb a little shortly after that. Probably about like 20 minutes after that, my phone goes on do not disturb. Okay? So why do people feel like, oh, I text you this morning and say, hey, good morning, but then you may have talked to me a little bit throughout the day, and then you hit me up at like 11 p.m. like, hey, what you do? Sleep, praying, in the bed, laying down flat on my face, sir. Why? Just why? Like, we don't know what booty call hours is. Y'all think we dumb? You gotta know the type of woman you texting. If you approached me and I gave you that vibe, the vibe, because the vibe I give off ain't never like, oh, I'm gonna ask her to send me a picture. First of all, I'll probably go ask you, what the hell you want with me anyway, in the first place? What you want? What you want? What you want? I'm good for asking a nigga what they want. What you want? What you want with me? Why you want my number? What you gonna do with my number? Like, come on now. Because y'all sitting here, y'all want a link, and then y'all want pictures, and y'all want all this stuff, and y'all expect to do the bare minimum to get these things. You're hardly privileged to get any of these things. You can't even plan a date. You just met me, and the first thing you sitting here talking about is, yeah, so you want to slide through? No, I don't want to slide through. No, because no. And you're definitely not sliding through here. Oh, annoy balls. Stop doing that, men, boys, males. Stop doing that. Don't ask women for pictures. And then also, don't send me things. Okay, because this is near and dear to me. Let me slide this over here. See this fat good. Listen. Do not send me pictures I didn't ask for. Nudes are always accepted, though. Nudes are a different story. Nudes are different. Nudes are different. But if you send me a picture of you on your way to work, you with some nice glasses on, I did not ask you for that. I hardly ever ask anybody for pictures. I don't ask you for that. Oh, let me see what you look. Okay, send me a picture. Never. You're probably not ever going to get that from me. Okay? And if I really fuck with you, I'm going to be like, okay, what you look like today? Let me see. But at that point, you can FaceTime me. I'm like, okay then. Okay, you looking. Look at that. You feel me? But no. Don't send me pictures I ain't asked for, unless they nudes. Don't send me no gray sweatpants picture, because ain't no meat showing. I want to see the meat. If you go send something, then send me something that's going to make me be like, okay. But again, you got to get somewhere for that. We got to have some type of rapport. We don't be having no, y'all don't even be trying to build a rapport for you to even get that. It like, because I'm going to accept a nude, but I'm still going to think of you different. If I just meet you and it's like 2 weeks and we just talking for like a week and a half or 2 weeks or something, and then you send me a nude, I'm like, oh, okay, we know what you want. But if it's like a little bit longer than that, I'm go ahead and send them my way. But anyway, stop asking for pictures and stop hitting people up after hours. And you know what after hours will be, okay? And if you don't know what after hours is for somebody, that means that you don't even know them that much. You need to get to know these people before you just get to calling them after 10, 11, and 12 and shit and trying to link with them and everything and so on and so forth. You don't even know this person. You don't know what their status is in their household. You don't know what type of stuff they got going on. They probably didn't put their kids to bed or some shit. Here you go calling, trying to link. Shut up. Ugly. So anyway, boom. Another one is belittling women experience like they know what it's like to be a woman. And again, the question is things women hate that men do. And that last one is belittling women's experiences like they know what it's like to be a woman. Okay? Y'all don't know shit. Okay? Y'all don't know shit. Okay? Y'all don't know shit. Okay? So stop acting like y'all know shit when y'all don't know shit. Everybody battles. Everybody has their struggles that are... could be nothing to the next person, but so much more to that person. So it's like, you really don't know what you're talking about. We don't ever try to put ourselves in men's shoes. We got enough shit to deal with. So we not about to sit here and be like, oh, I know that that's not that hard for you. I know that you going through that is not that, that's not that tough. That's not, like, you can't just assume that people are titanium and vibranium. What? Like, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about. So you can't tell somebody how to feel. You can't tell somebody about their experience. You can't tell nobody how that affected them. You're not in their body. You're not walking in their shoes. You don't feel the same pinches that these people are feeling. So at the end of the day, you can't do that. Just stop doing that too, altogether. Just don't do it. If you cannot explain it because you have not been through it. Once you experience some birth, once you experience a whole ass period, cramps and fucking throwing up and constipation, some more shit and whatever else other people do, fucking insecurities and sex and people that, like, all that other, once you experience a lot of stuff, like, actually going through the motions with this shit and being in a woman's shoes, like, maybe in your afterlife you come back a lady. We don't know. But right now, you're here and you don't fucking know. So, boom. What else? So, last thing that we're going to talk about for today, and I'm going to send y'all on your way. Talking about coronavirus. All right. So, boom. So, the question was, do I think that the coronavirus is man-made or is it natural? So, it's hard to believe a lot of stuff because we hear so many things that it just depends on what we want to retain and what we want to, you know, believe ourselves. So I'm just saying that we all know what the myth is, and the myth is that the virus came from, it's like a strand of SARS or whatever. It was made in a lab by some scientists and somehow it escaped. So it escaped and got out into the fucking air in Wuhan and China and start fucking people up. So anyway, basically, what the research is that they did a test on the spikes that comes off of the virus, I guess. They did a sample, and basically, it's like a super protein. It's like, they say that it's like a whole bunch of proteins or whatever that attach to your immune system that's not good for your immune system. So, attach to some other shit, fuck some other shit, and causes some conniption in your body, okay? So, then it was this whole thing about the whole bat thing and how, but we know how like animals can carry different things that we can't get or that won't really affect us. So technically they're saying that corona has been around for all these years and all this time, and it's just been in bats and other animals and stuff, and we haven't really been hit with it until now. We don't know, but that's my thing, like, why now though, you know what I'm saying? So that's what makes me think that this shit is all orchestrated and fucking set up to fucking kill us all off or whatever. I do think that there is some natural shit to it, but it's hard to say with the government and how all this stuff is and all this underground. It's just so many things. It's so much to the world that we just don't know. It's so much to the world that we would never know. That shit's crazy. But, like, yeah, it really piques your curiosity and things. But I think that shit, I think that it's a little bit of both. Honestly. I think it's a little bit of both. Gotta be. Because there, it's just like, where did all this stuff come from? How did it become so deadly? Like, what did it grasp onto when it was escaping, quote unquote, from fucking laboratories? Or if it's natural, then what the fuck leaf did it come from, hell? What the fuck? Like, And it's just so crazy because the world is never going to be the same again. Isn't that crazy? That shit is wild. I take a sip of my wine. But yeah, man. That shit crazy. It make you think. I just had a whole moment. But it make you think, because you really, really don't know. Like, we just really don't know. What we know is what we choose to retain and what we choose to actually do research on and take in and just be like, this is what it is. I'm a firm believer it is. But it's hard to believe certain shit. It's just really hard to believe certain shit, man. Because you really don't know. Like, when will you ever get the truth? When will you ever really get the truth from all the bullshit that been going on? Like, come on now. Maybe that's not the last thing. I don't want to end with that because that's depressing. What's else on the table today? Oh, I got another. Oh man, so I kind of passed this up. I was supposed to talk about this earlier, but Also, people want to know if I go through phones and things like that. And the answer to that is I really don't think that people should be going through people's phones. Until you're ready to see whatever you've been suspecting that you'll see. And then at that very point, you need to be ready to leave. I wouldn't go through no phone unless I was ready to go. If I needed a solid excuse as to why I need to leave this person alone, then yeah. Then I might be like, all right, because I know I ain't tripping. Let me go through this man's phone, see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm not bothering nobody's damn phone because I don't want nobody bothering me. Don't touch mine. Ain't nothing in there. I'm lying. There's some stuff in my phone. Big facts. It's definitely no lies allowed. And there's definitely things in my phone. There's a lot of things in my phone. But y'all know I like news. So, like, it's going to be a lot of things in there that ain't me. It ain't me. But it's going to be stuff that was sent to me. It's like, hey, I need to put that in, like, a box. Like, how do you, if y'all know this, to where you can get like a private, I think you can do that. Can you get like a private, hey, y'all remember when Androids had that and they had like a secret box or whatever for like pictures and like all that stuff that you didn't want someone to see, like a privacy box or whatever. I used to have that on my T-Mobile phone back in the day, the one that flips sideways and do all of that. If y'all know how to do that on iPhones, let me know, because I can lock those news of other people away. I can do that. And for y'all who then sent me news, again, your news are always safe with me. Safe with me. People don't go through my phone. People normally, I think my ex went through my phone and it broke his whole little heart. And I wasn't really doing anything back then. But what he seen was enough to hurt his feelings. And I really don't want to put nobody through that mess. And I wouldn't. I mean, if we're in a committed relationship, then no, yeah, no. You don't got to worry about me. I'm not a cheater and I'm not disloyal or anything like that. But, yeah, I'm not going through nobody's phone unless I'm ready to leave. Because if I see something that I don't like or something that has gotten confirmed, then, yeah, what am I going to do? What am I going to do when I see that? Am I going to go? Like, am I going to go? Y'all don't be going through people's phone unless y'all ready to go. You ain't ready to go, you leave that phone right where it is. Because if you know all you gonna do is sit here and cuss this man out, and he go sit here and cuss you out, and y'all go stop talking for a minute, it ain't gonna do nothing but drive him to the bitches that you already seen in that phone. So if you ain't ready to pick up and leave without a trace, then shit, don't go through that phone. Leave that phone alone, sis. Men's is this, sir, ma'ams. Leave them phones alone. If you ain't ready to leave your significant other alone, y'all better stop playing with y'all fucking, y'all playing with your own hearts. Shit. Too much trauma. Too much stuff. I be thinking too much. I'm an overthinker. So if I see anything that even, if I go through that bitch and I don't find something, I might be mad. like I did all this for nothing. But wait a minute. Why this heart right here on this one text message that's right here next to motherfucking Tiffany's name, huh? I'm gonna make some shit up. Because I done did all that for nothing. Dog, humans to its entirety. All of us, we're toxic. We toxic as fuck. Mm-mm. Take another sip to that. But anyway, so that concludes our episode for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you have a good night, a good day, a good morning. I hope that you are putting your best foot forward to be the best person that you can be. I pray that everyone is greater being and trying to become greater than they were yesterday. Do what makes you happy always. But always know when something is too much or something is too little. Don't settle. Your time is valuable. Make sure that you are using your time wisely. And when you know that something is a waste of time, you make sure that you change that around and make it a not so much of a waste of a time. Okay? But again, guys, protect your peace. Love yourself. Growth. Let the growth lady in, okay, to help you grow, honey. Okay? But anyway, I'm out of here, guys. And I appreciate you guys for listening, as always, and supporting me. It doesn't go unnoticed. I want to randomly shout out John. John Jackson, my special. Y'all know I love me some John. I want to randomly shout you out. You've been on my mind. I'm about to text you after this. But yeah. Peace out, hoes. Have a good motherfucking day. And thanks for fucking listening to the show. Ayy. Y'all not even ready for my freestyle. Because y'all know, I don't know why y'all think. See, I got some haters out there that really think that, like, I'm not a freestyle queen. But y'all go learn. Y'all go learn when y'all go learn now. If y'all think I got some bars, make sure y'all let me know. Like, queen, you got bars. Yes. Let me know. Hype me up. Because, I mean, I know what I get. Later, gators.